I am the resurrection, and I am the life, says the Lord.
The state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. Attended by American and international dignitaries, politicians, family, and friends. Also present are living former U.S. presidents, from Barack Obama to Jimmy Carter. Tradition dictates the current president delivers the eulogy. But at the wishes of the late 41st president, it was given by his son, the 43rd.
We're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
President Trump was present to pay his respects, despite an acrimonious relationship with the Bush family. This stemmed from the 2016 Republican primary campaign when Trump mocked his rival, son Jeb Bush.
I think he's a very low-energy person.
And also the late Bush.
When you have an ex-president dying, no matter what you might think of them, don't extend the feud into the mourning period. But it's probably a passing truce. You're not going to see much love between President Trump and the Bush family 6 months from now.
He said, the smaller the country, the longer the speech.
But the love and respect was evident for the late president, who left behind a legacy felt not just at home, but around the world. He led an international coalition against Saddam Hussein after the Iraqi leader invaded Kuwait. And it was under his watch that the U.S. and the Soviet Union ended the Cold War.
Bush was the perfect man for a seamless transition. Low pressure. He recognized that there was no point in rubbing it in, insulting the Russians while they were down.
But despite his triumphs abroad, Bush failed to get reelected in 1992, losing to Bill Clinton.
As great as George H.W. Bush was in foreign policy, he didn't have the same kind of vision and the same kind of skill when it came to policy at home. He never really strongly responded to the recession that came right before the presidential election of 1992.
The National Cathedral's bell tolled 41 times, signifying the late leader's place among past and current presidents. He will be buried at the family gravesite at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum in Texas, next to his wife, Barbara, who passed away in April. Patsy Vida Kuswara, VOA News at the White House.